Hey guys, welcome back to Twell. It's the week of November 24th at WIC.
Cue the music.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Sun
and Jimin.
And welcome
back to this week of WIC. Yay.
Why am I so tired right now?
Okay, we can carry on. Okay.
Okay. I guess I will be selfish and I'll make this casual talks my time.
Awesome. Okay.
I just wanted to have a brief, quick reflection of DP1.
Ooh, all right. Interesting.
And what should I say?
He lost the ability to speak.
English HL. Let's go. okay. So how is DP1? A DP2 student at another school told me that the first month of DP is going to be pure excitement.
Mm.
And I agree.
Yeah, I mean, like, you get to take all the subjects that you wanted to take.
Yeah, without the assessments.
Yeah, for the first month. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. For the first month. So, I mean, I guess during August, it was all like, I'm learning economics. Like, what's economics?
Aww.
Like, and then I'm learning global politics. Ooh, yeah, I get to learn power. Well, after the first month, actually, the first month felt like a week, in my opinion.
That is very true.
Because you were just like learning and learning. And then I saw all the MYP students, like, they were actually starting their summatives very soon.
Mm.
So then I thought, oh, maybe in the first month, DP is not that hard.
And then I right.
went, and then I went to September, and that's where things started to escalate quickly.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's better than I expected it to.
Dude.
It's not that. It's not that hard. It's not that bad. It's just that sometimes you just want to sleep on the floor.
Yep. That is true.
Yeah.
That actually happens.
Yeah, I think that's just,
you
yeah.
You just walk through the hall.
It's not
and, like,
even an exaggeration. Like, I feel that all the time, actually.
Yeah, you like trip over somebody that's sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, though, it's very entertaining for you to learn about new subjects.
That is true.
Because I'm not the person who's like, oh, I hate studying. Like, I appreciate to some extent
studying.
Not like 15 hours a day, but like a casual 1 hour a day
is
fine.
Like learning new stuff. Yay.
Yeah. Mm. And then because we didn't really learn about like new, like those kinds of like specified subjects, of course, it's really hard for us to transition into general INS or general sciences to specifics.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a very great journey.
That is true.
Yeah. And then, you know, journeys can be exciting at the same time, but challenging at the same time.
Yep.
And I think DPs are just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that for DP1, especially, your grades are going to be the most important when you're actually applying to college. And DP2, you're going to have their college essays and preparing for DP finals. So that's that. But it's still a journey.
What a great way to put it.
Yeah. And for those 10th graders who are about to, actually, they're about like, what, 8 months from joining IBDP?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would actually encourage you to take the CP.
Because CP, okay.
I take the CP kits, and obviously they're taking on a newer journey.
Oh, right, because you guys are the guinea pigs for the CP program, right?
Yeah,
I'm
not CP, but yeah, my friends
are. Your
grade
level,
my friends are, and then obviously it's the same thing. It's the same thing about, no, like, journey.
Oh, yeah,
like,
right, yeah.
It's new, it's hard, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really glad for you guys to have, like, new choices regarding CP. I don't know. I just really wanted to talk about the curriculum as a whole. Because I hate and love DP at the same time.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. So that's that for this week's
casual
talks
with the co-host.
Now let's go on to events.
Yeah. Okay. So on Monday, the 25th, we have our fall concert dress rehearsal.
And Tuesday, 26th, we're going to have the fall concert.
How exciting.
So I'm not a music student now.
No, not anymore. That's true.
Right. I'm still going to come to the concert.
Oh, that's very nice.
Are you
backstage?
No, like
as an audience. Okay, okay, okay. To enjoy it fully. Great.
For the catering. I'm joking. I'm joking. But yeah. I mean, I'm really excited to see general music, especially because it's a new thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for so many great performances.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all prepare a lot, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I'm also excited for the jazz band, I think. They changed a lot of members this year because a lot of the alumni.
The seniors left, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're going to perform. Not too sure.
You know,
but
Iris's brother is actually a new member.
Actually?
Right.
Is he playing the same instrument? I think alto saxophone?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, we'll find out.
And next, we're going to have the fall book fair from 27th to 28th to 29th.
Which is the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the season of pumpkin spice latte and books.
Aww.
Sponsored by Starbucks.
Wow. Not actually. No. Nope.
Not actually. We hope. Yeah, the fall book fair. I always look forward to the book fair because this might sound like a big joke, but I actually genuinely do because we get to see new books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big of a reader myself, honestly, but it's really fun to see like different types of literature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
IB
yeah,
English HL paper one. Yeah. So hope you guys enjoy the book fair.
Yeah, I think it's in the atrium as always.
Yeah.
Yep. And then on the 29th, which is the Friday, I think, we have a home game against APIS for JV boys basketball.
And on the 30th, we have our IMP fall recitals starting.
Yay. Good luck, musicians.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now let's have Mark to bring us new lit picks.
All right, welcome to another lit pick with me, Mark Lee, as usual. Today we're going to be talking about a book that many people know about but haven't necessarily read. It's called The Prince by Niccolò Machiavelli. Machiavelli was this famous Italian guy who lived in the Middle Ages where, you know, the usual Italian Middle Age stuff, Romeo and Juliet stuff, if you've read Romeo and Juliet in grade 10 or grade 11, where, you know, there's backstabbing, cutthroats, street brawls, and hot summers and everything else that makes governing so hard. Because The Prince is about how to run a government. So for those of you political theorists out there, those of you in GP class wanting to know about how to run a government, you might want to take some advice from Niccolò Machiavelli because he was a really smart guy. You see, in Italy at the time, there weren't a lot of kings or queens. There were just a lot of princes, a lot of tiny little squabbling kingdoms fighting over who owned which grapevine or who owned which tract of land. And because government was so unstable at the time, Machiavelli actually wrote this book to advise his master Lorenzo de' Medici, who was the Duke of Florence at the time, on how to run a good government, how to maintain the good graces of his people, how to be feared and liked at the same time. It's very, very complicated. And because Machiavelli is, you know, he's Machiavelli, he references historical examples significantly. So even though obviously you can't use them in your GP paper 2s or GP paper 1 question 4s or whatnot. Honestly, guys, GP is so hard. Anyway, returning back to Machiavelli, I think you'll find his political literature very interesting, especially if you're in global politics and you're reading about legitimacy, how rulers secure legitimacy. So especially for those of you political theorists out there who are looking to take a page out of somebody's book, try Machiavelli. I think you'll find it very enlightening. All right, that'll be it for this week. Thank you guys as usual. The Prince by Niccolò Machiavelli is going to be in the MSUS library, probably starting next week once I'm done with it. So you guys should be free to check it out whenever and wherever you want. It's a great book. Go ahead and read it. Ask Miss Buchanan to find it for you if you can't find it yourself. But you know, it's a great book, and you should definitely read it. All right? See you guys.
And then next up, we have the ninth grade segment.
Which one will we have for this week?
Hey, I'm Shelby from ninth grade. Today, I'll be introducing you a new segment. My segment is Stay Attuned. In this segment, I will interview the freshmen that are slowly but steadily attuning to high school. This segment will help you attune to high school, so stay tuned. Myself as a freshman student have realized a lot of changes that have been made during the transition from middle school to upper school. It was interesting to find a lot of new elements in our schedule, such as the soft start / office hours in the morning, design blocks, study blocks, age blocks, specials, and different break times and lunch times each day. It was also prominent that each of our class periods were longer compared to last year. I was personally most worried about the long class periods and the late lunch time. Also, at the pressure that I have to start creating a consistent pathway that builds up to my career in the future, selection of clubs extremely stressed me out. As I talked to my friends, I realized I wasn't the only one that was having a hard time with the pressures of upper school. Thus, I decided to interview the freshmen of Chadwick International to share their experiences of attuning to high school and personal tips to get rid of stress and not get lost. Then, let's go check out what our freshmen have to say.
How do you currently feel about high school?
So currently, I think high school is harder than expected because there's a lot of work to do. And I think there's a lot of choices that we have to make here. And I think those are kind of stressing me out currently. So, yeah.
What is the biggest change from middle school to high school?
So I think the biggest change from middle school to high school is that you gained like a lot of responsibility that you have to take as a student. So each club you choose or each action you take, I think it's a lot of like, responsibility follows those kind of actions. So I think those are more pressured and more harder for me. Yeah.
How do you feel about the club system and the athletics?
I think because it is only 45 minutes a week, I think that's kind of like a small amount of time compared to what we actually do and work. Actually, we have to achieve in that club. So I think it could be better if we have like more time for like particular clubs and also for athletic. I think it is really good how now we get to like practice 4 times a week. So I think it is more efficient and it gives more chances to the players to like practice and actually play in more games.
Any personal tips for other freshmen for surviving high school?
So I think a tip will be just continue to talk with your friends and families and just let it all out because I'm pretty sure that everyone has same like thoughts and like about this high school.
It was great listening to all the freshmen talk about their experience so far. Even though they are still new and still attuning, they had a lot to share. Most of them were already stressed out at the pressure of high school, but they were also excited for the upcoming events. I was also surprised to hear that everyone liked the change in schedule. They especially liked the soft start because they could utilize that time to get things done and get more sleep and rest before they start school. It was also surprising to hear that some students also enjoyed the longer study blocks. Thanks to all the freshman students that helped out. All the freshmen shared a lot of good tips for surviving high school. Some of them were sharing hardships with their friends and family, being nice to everyone, managing time, staying healthy, and much more. Speaking of tips for high school, I researched for those tips at a website called myoptions.org. Some of the tips that they mentioned were getting involved in clubs and councils of your interest as soon as possible, not skipping class, ask questions in class, learning to manage time, getting into a habit of writing down assignments, learning to speak for yourself, always completing your homework, and always remember that your freshman year counts. Always remember these tips, and I wish all the freshman students the best of luck. And that was it for Stay Attuned.
Thank you, Shelby. That was very wonderful. Quick editor's note here. Of course, we forgot to do the introduction for our newest segment, Psych on the Mic. Special thanks to Ms. Iman for making this episode possible. Also, disclaimer, in this episode of Psych on the Mic, we do talk about drugs and addiction for an educative purpose. We do not encourage the abusive usage of drugs without doctor prescription. Don't do drugs, kids. Let's go, son.
Yes, welcome to Psych on the Mic. So, if you remember, last time we talked about whether we can be, whether music, listening to music, actually helps us study.
Ooh.
Yeah.
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 I disagree.
All right. So, if you want to know the answer and you didn't listen to the last episode yet, be sure to tune into our last episode segment. So, I think I said last time that I was going to look at, like, how like listening to music helps the brain to develop, but I decided to take a little bit of a different route, and today I want to look at addictions and whether we can be addicted to music.
Okay, I'm gonna bring out my inner TOK.
Okay.
What does addiction mean?
Oh, that's a great question, son.
Yeah.
All right, so okay, before looking at the concept of addiction, we're going to have to learn about something called a neurotransmitter. Basically, a neurotransmitter is a means of communication in a brain. So you know how we have these like little brain cells called neurons, right?
Yes.
Ever heard of them? Yeah. So basically,
don't they look like ginsengs?
Kinda.
Right.
Oh, Ms. Iman would love to love to hear that. I'll tell her that you said okay. that. Okay. Yeah, basically this ginseng looking neurons, they basically pass this chemical messengers called neurotransmitters between them, and that basically gets the communication done across the brain. So basically when there's like an outside stimulus that's like making your brain react to, one of your neurons are going to fire this transmitter, whatever it might be. There's like a lot of different kinds of transmitters. And it's going to be like relayed across the brain, and you're going to feel whatever the neurotransmitter. Let's go back to the topic. You asked about what addiction was, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to take drugs as an example to answer your question. So in drugs like cocaine or heroin that makes you really like happy or whatever. Never taken one.
Wow, Jimin, some insight.
Cut? I don't know.
No, go for it.
So basically your drugs are going to get into your body, get in your brain, and act like it's a neurotransmitter called dopamine.
Oh.
Yeah, so dopamine is actually a neurotransmitter that gives you this sense of pleasure. It's like a reward hormone. That's what people call it, because like it provides you with the sense of pleasure, like
you
I said.
You are my dopamine. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically these drugs like cocaine and heroin mm-hmm. act like dopamine in your brain, and you start to feel happy, but you keep going back for more because your brain is growing like a tolerance towards these drugs. So at the same time, you want more of this dopamine-like drug, but because your body is kind of like used to the amount that you're usually taking in, you want more and more. And this,
so then you said that the brain goes like kind of like resistance
yeah
to
that's
the
it.
Dopamine?
Yes.
Then so drug addicts are more likely to have clinical depression in that sense, because I mean I'm no biology person
or
but,
psychology.
Yeah, or but because you said because in our daily activities
I believe
dopamine is still emitted, right? And then so for drug addicts, because the dopamine is so frequent and it's provided through unnatural means, is that even a word? I guess the brain grows more and more like resistant to it. So then whatever you do to make yourself happy, you wouldn't succeed.
That's a great point, son.
I'm not sure. Miss Iman, feel free to disagree.
Okay, right. Yeah. I'm not even like 100% sure on this one, but I'll try to answer a question. So before we say anything, I should clarify that not all drugs act like dopamine. So basically, like you said, son, if we take more and more unnatural means of dopamine in this case, then your body kind of like it thinks, oh, we have this surplus of dopamine, I don't need to make any more. And that actually does lead to lower levels of naturally produced dopamine, and it can lead to lack of motivation, even ADHD, Alzheimer's, depression, like you said, or even schizophrenia.
Wait, so, so drugs, so things that are addictive, most of them act as a neurotransmitter?
That is what I think.
okay, here
that is
go.
A great question. I will get back to that in our next episode.
Wait, so if you're talking about neurotransmitters and the relationship between addiction and neurotransmitters and drugs, I mean, I don't think like, for example, some people exercise and people get addicted to exercise, or they feel that they get addicted to, or some people, for me, for instance, I feel like sometimes I'm addicted to music because if I don't listen to music, sometimes I feel depressed. And then if I listen to music, I feel happy. So then is music acting as a drug for me?
Great segue, son. Thank you.
Yep.
So I should, again, clarify that this information is not 100% like verified. It's not 100% verified. In order for you to be addicted to something like drugs, you're going to have a very particular, but like a really high amount of that coming mm-hmm. into your body. So because music doesn't really provide us with like super high levels of dopamine,
uh-huh.
then that's the reason why we're probably not like seriously addicted to music.
Huh. Well, I am. Seriously, I'm joking.
You can actually define addiction by two different things. Huh. One is your body growing resistance.
Uh-huh.
And the second one is called the withdrawal symptom, mm-hmm. which is basically you are really like pained and like you can't carry on without taking in the drug.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen to you, son?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I'm not to that level yeah. of music.
That's yeah, I'm happy for you. Okay.
Okay, sure. You know, okay.
Everybody loves music, but it's not really easy to become like super like addicted, I guess, because it doesn't provide you with the super high dopamine. That's my conclusion.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That was Psych on the Mic. Tune in next time to learn more about the effects of music on the body, such as like how music is used in therapy, etc, etc. Yep. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Now let's move on to birthdays.
Birthdays, yay.
Sadly, we don't have any grade 9 birthdays for this week.
Mm-hmm. And then grade 10, we have Ariel.
For grade 11, we have Claire Moon, Amelie, and Minsu.
And for grade 12, we have Jin.
Happy birthday.
Woo!
Woohoo! Okay, and that is it for this week at WIC for the week of November 24th. That was a long thing.
Outro, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Please check our website, tiny.cc-wicthisweek.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at WIC This Week.
Also, if you want to talk with us or be a segment producer, whatever, send us an email, songdo-thisweek@chadwickschool.org.
And then you can also always subscribe on whichever podcast platform you listen on, which is like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pocket Casts,
everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. See you next week.
Bye.